AM 1300 KGLO, I'm Tim Fleming, and it is time now for our Community Foundation program. And we have with us Tim Coffey on our live line today. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, this is, we're socially distancing here with the live line today. This works out okay, though, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And again, it's good to be socially distant these days. So
yeah, for sure. Hey, I know you got a little bit of an update for us from the Community Foundation standpoint. You know, the grants that go out are really, really special for so many in our area.
Yeah, Tim, this is my first go around in the grant making process. I'm new to the Saratoga County Community Foundation Board. But there's 40 organizations in 2020 that we provided funding for, and that totals a little over 124,000. And there's about five categories, I think, that these grants fall under. Arts and culture is one, education is another, environment, health, historic preservation, and human service. That's more than five. And this year, because of the circumstances, we also looked at helping those 501c3 not-for-profits that wanted help in because of COVID, and it wouldn't necessarily fall into one of these categories. And there were about a half a dozen organizations that we helped out to get additional funding for COVID. So it was a great experience, I'm excited that these groups are going to get some help for different projects and programs.
Can you tell us about any of those groups and organizations that will get some of that help?
Sure. I'll pick one maybe in each category. In arts and culture, there's the River City Sculptures on Parade. It's a project called That's a Wrap, a utility box beautification project. We provided funding for an additional wrap. There's utility boxes around the downtown that already have wraps, and those are really kind of cool. In education, we helped out the Newman Catholic School System growing together one-on-one Chromebooks for $2,640. Environmental, the city of Swaledale, 2020 ash tree removal for $2,500. In health, we helped out the Saratoga County Department of Public Health, helped out in their accessible reception area for $5,000. In historic preservation, the Mason City Chamber of Commerce Foundation, they have the Igloff House, and we provided funding for its security system. And in human service, Camp Tanglefoot in Clear Lake, water fountain and water bottle of fillers for $1,650. And those are samples of different ones that we looked at. And we did that beginning in April and concluded that in late May and got everything approved by the Community Foundation of Northeast Iowa, of which we're affiliate. Their regional board approved these grants, and we announced them last week.
You've got to enjoy this. I know you've been a big community guy anyway yourself, but I've always said for many, many years that what happens in northern Iowa and you know, for example, right here in Saratoga County, it's good people doing good things for other good people. There's so many different ways that we are all kind of tied together, and this is just another one of those great ways.
Yeah, Tim, you're absolutely right. And for me, I was familiar with a lot of these organizations, but I learned even more about the ones that I thought I knew about. And certainly there were ones that I didn't have the foggiest idea who they were or what they did. And so it was a really positive education for me. And to help enhance things here in Saratoga County in North Iowa. There's a lot of psychic income for me as a volunteer to do something like this.
Fantastic. Any other updates you need to bring us about the Community Foundation while we've got you this morning?
Well, we were planning to hold an actual in-person award ceremony, but obviously that's canceled. We're just going to have to play our National Philanthropy Day celebration in mid-November by year, pending how things are. But we have monthly meetings, and like us on Facebook, and keep in touch with us through our website and Facebook, and you can find out the latest.
On the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County. Great to have you along this morning, Tim. While I've got you, you know, you and I, yep. We've visited a lot about a lot of different things through the years, but I know you've been quite involved, too, with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the state of Iowa. Can you bring us up to date on where that's at now for this year?
Yeah, Tim, we had to make some painful decisions because of the state of the virus here in Iowa. Last week at a board meeting, a statewide board meeting, we made the painful decision to postpone our induction ceremonies for the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that traditionally would be in Arnold's Park over Labor Day, and postpone those from Labor Day of this year to Memorial Day of 2021. And that really impacted our budget also, but we're looking at alternative ways to try to make some of that up. But we're doing a lot of things viral to include concerts and music on Facebook. And the museum was open, but there was a spike in cases in Spencer and Arnold's Park and Okoboji, so they had to close it down again, but hopefully they can reopen. And if people are in the Arnold's Park area, stop by if the museum is open at the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Museum. It's a great, great museum, and it's brand new and has interactive displays. And if you love rock and roll, that's the place to be and find out about it.
Yeah, some great history, certainly within the state of Iowa. Some local bands that you may have loved as a young person, and now you can relate to at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because many of them have been recognized, and maybe even make some suggestions.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm really proud of the fact that the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association was the very first Hall of Fame, or very first Iowa rock and roll group in any state. And we started that in 1999 and have since spawned off the Minnesota Rock and Roll Group, the South Dakota Rock and Roll Group, and the Nebraska Rock and Roll Group. And so, you know, we've tried to spread the word and duplicate what we do in other states, and it's worked out well, too.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting thing, and I was thinking about you because I did see the spike in the cases out in that area, and I wondered how that might impact things. And that's all we can do as we go through this pandemic time is take things kind of day to day, week to week, month to month, right?
Absolutely. There's, you know, I call it the age of uncertainty, but there's certain things that we have to do to protect ourselves and others, and go from there. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, Tim, it's always great to talk to you. I hope you have a great summer, you know, and I can't wait for the time we can have you back in studio and we can visit in studio, see each other in person. But it's great to have you on the live line this morning to visit with us on KGLO.
Well, thank you, Tim, for having me. Take care and have a good summer yourself.
Be good. Thanks. Take care. It's Tim Coffey with us, everybody. Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County on AM 1300 KGLO.